Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
De vuelta, amigos, con el show de Gloria Cárdenas. 801-656-9605. Es el número telefónico de Gloria para que usted haga una cita. Hoy atienden hasta las 3 de la tarde, las llamadas hasta las 6. De lunes a viernes atienden de 9 a 6, llamadas hasta las 9 de la noche. Gloria trabaja los sábados, ¿eh? Tome nota, trabaja los sábados y aquí se va para su oficina. Hoy hablando acerca de esta nueva orden ejecutiva del presidente Trump y hablando de a quienes afectan y a quienes no afectan. ¿Cuáles son las categorías que están afuera de este tipo de orden ejecutiva?
Right, so if you have a green card right now, you're a green card holder living in the U.S., you can come in and out of the U.S., no problem.
No problem.
Yep, okay. None.
Residentes legales de este país, con su tarjeta, con su green card, pueden entrar y salir del país sin ningún problema.
Yeah. Okay. And then people that are entering on immigrant visa that are physicians, nurses, or healthcare providers that are needed to assist in the COVID-19. So like people that are coming, we have a lot of people come from the Philippines, you know, people Europe. That come from Europe, India, a lot China. Of people that are workers, that are nurses, and the doctors, those people all can come in. Not a problem, okay?
Okay, la segunda categoría es todos aquellos médicos o asistentes médicos o enfermeros que están llegando de fuera de los Estados Unidos, China, Europa, de todas partes a ayudar acá, ellos están exentos de esta orden ejecutiva.
Right. Spouses of US citizens, okay? Spouses of US citizens. So and that's interesting. And then also children of US citizens who are under 21. So that means what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing is even during this order, the consulates might actually issue the passports with the stamps for U.S. citizen spouse and children that are 21 years or under of U.S. citizens. In other words, they're still going to be processing some of these visas. So if you're outside the U.S. and you're stuck there, and let's say you're waiting for your passport, your visa, I think what they're saying is the consulate is going to still continue to process just those U.S. citizen spouses and children of U.S. citizens, and those children are under 21 because they don't want the people to be separated. But they're taking definitely, they're not saying spouses of residents, you see? Yeah. They're saying spouses of U.S. citizens or children of U.S. citizens that are under 21.
Muy bien, y también no afecta a aquellos esposos o esposas de ciudadanos de los Estados Unidos que están fuera de los Estados Unidos esperando la entrevista para este proceso o están en su proceso, o aquellos hijos de ciudadanos que sean menores de 21 años.
Right, exactly. So they're making exceptions for that because, and I've said for years and years and years on this show, there's advantages for you to become a U.S. citizen. And this is one of them, right? So let's say you're a resident and you apply for your spouse and that spouse is waiting for the passport. They had the interview. They're not necessarily going to get that in the next 60 days. But if you were a U.S. citizen and you applied, there's an option that in the next 60 days, the consulate still would process and allow you those people to come back in because there's always an advantage to being a U.S. citizen.
Y Gloria dice que lo han dicho por muchos años en este show, la ventaja o una de las ventajas que se obtiene cuando se hace uno ciudadano, porque hay mucha gente que es residente y no quiere dar el siguiente pasito de hacerse ciudadano. Aquí hay un buen ejemplo. Todos aquellos que son esposos o esposas de un ciudadano de los Estados Unidos que están en su proceso y están fuera de los Estados Unidos.
Sí.
En estos próximos 60 días, ellos pueden llegar a tener la respuesta o pueden continuar con su proceso con el consulado del país donde están haciendo
yes.
el proceso.
And yet we're going to skip over a few things that I don't think are that important, but one of the catch-all obviously military and their family. But one of the catch-all things is individuals who enter the U.S. who would be in the national interest of the United States. In the interest of the national, our national interest. Now, who decides that? The consulate. What is the criteria? Lord only knows. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, who's to say? Maybe the national interest is that you run a huge company and you got to get back because you got your visa approved and you need to come back because you have 500 employees or something. I don't know what the national interest is, but it is in the matter of the discretion of the consulate officer.
Y también hay una opción en esta categoría que estamos mencionando para aquellas personas que son de interés nacional. ¿Qué es esto? Vaya a saber, dice Gloria, ¿qué es esto? Dice, pero es determinado por básicamente por los consulados. ¿Quiénes son estas personas? Pueden ser una persona que tenga o que sea el CEO de una compañía de 500 empleados y necesita estar acá en los Estados Unidos. No se sabe. Eso lo determina básicamente caso por caso o en los consulados. Son personas de interés nacional.
Right. Now, at the last segment, I'm going to go over all these people that are non-immigrants, okay, and how this doesn't affect these people at all. Remember, it has to be outside the U.S. You have to be wanting to be an immigrant into the United States. We're going to go over a whole bunch of people that this doesn't affect, and we've already talked about it, tourist visas, people coming in and out on a tourist visa. They're not immigrants. They're just vacationing. They can't go to Disneyland, but they want to come visit their family.
Muy bien. Vamos a hablar de ello.
So sad.
So sad. No Mickey.
No Mickey, no Minnie.
Dice Gloria de
no
que...
No Goofy.
No Goofy, vamos a... No Pluto, vamos a...
No princesses.
Vamos a ir al corte musical y cuando volvamos vamos a hablar de todas estas personas que no se ven afectadas tampoco porque no van a entrar a los Estados Unidos como inmigrantes, sino que vienen como turistas. Son aquellas personas que pueden venir a ver a su familia, no pueden ir a Disney en ese momento porque está cerrado, pero sí pueden visitar a sus familias. Con eso volvemos. 801-656-9605. 801-656-9605. Gloria Cárdenas, como todos los sábados, acá en La Grande.